This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other side. Jeff Cockinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metals investments. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-GOLD for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call Advantage Gold today at 800-900-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Introducing Now, reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month, all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. Ooh, that's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now Internet, backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now Internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease, plus 0% APR for 48 months. Available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Plus finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel, of course, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same game parlays, live bets, championship futures. You can even fade our executive producer, Brad Carson. That's been lucrative. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSMITH with new customers getting $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 92.9 FM, ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm high, straight, in plain view, side betting Idaloo, and a fresh deck in New Deal. Some call me high hand and some call me low hand, but I'm holding what I am, the wheel. Cause I'm panhandling, manhandling, post holding, high rolling, dust bowling, daddy. And I ain't got no blood veins, just got them four lanes of hard. Yeah, I don't wear no Stetson, but I'm willing to bet, son, that I'm big Texan.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Joins us now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is Amarillo Highway by Terry Allen from his 1979 album Lubbock on Everything. Only country song I know dedicated to an art critic. Not about Dallas, but it's definitely one of my favorite Texas songs. So shout out to Luka Doncic on that.
That was a hell of a performance. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is, and it's not like Dallas is a one-man team. Kyrie was great and whatever, yep. But it's sort of shaping up as the ascendance of Luka Doncic versus, is this finally the tipping point for the Boston Celtics, who have been, the team has changed, but the Tatum Brown Celtics have been, you know, in the conference finals or NBA finals, like most years for a long run now. And this year they dominated the whole league through 82 games and have lost two playoff games. And it seems like this is the year. This is the, everything tells you this is the championship team and no one else is close. But like, I don't know that no one else is close the way Luka's playing right now.
You look at Dallas's, I mean, what Boston can throw at Dallas. You've got two guards who are both on the all defensive teams in Drew Holiday and Derek White. And that's not even the main, the Jaylen Brown has covered Luka more than anyone else. And then Tatum, like they're all capable of covering.
Well, and Drew Holiday may be, you know, in terms of playoff basketball in particular and what you've done in playoff basketball, he's the best defensive guard probably of his generation in terms of big defensive performances in the playoffs.
And yet we just saw what Dallas did to a Minnesota team that led the league in defense, you know.
And a Minnesota team that ravaged Denver and defensively.
And then honestly, you know? It felt like they overwhelmed Denver so often, right? And it never, Dallas never felt overwhelmed. I do wonder, like you're the one who identified before the series even began, you wondered if Minnesota had whether it was a hangover or what, it is interesting. They just didn't seem the same, right? And is that just a credit to Dallas? Or, in fact, getting over Denver was the pinnacle, and they did it. And then they collapsed on the other side.
I don't think it was just Dallas in game one. I think game one was whether it's hangover or exhaustion or complacency because you excel a little bit after what you just went through. But I didn't see Minnesota being able to summon the same effort in game one. I'm surprised they didn't get it back after that as much, other than like the one game a little bit. And so I think a lot of it is just Minnesota did not summon the same effort, the same intensity, the same edge defensively. But also, like, Luka, as good as Jokic is, he's not a guard.
Right.
And so Jamal Murray was their lead guard. Jamal Murray is A, not as good as Luka Doncic. B, not as big as Luka. And C, and Luka's been a little banged up, but Jamal was strictly banged up, I think. And they didn't have a second guard to go to.
Right.
Like, their second guard is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And so, you bring in two all-NBA caliber guards in Luka and Kyrie, and one of them's like this 6'8 dude. He hasn't really been a true guard that big. I think he's a true guard. In a way that, like, LeBron's not and Jokic is not, even though you run the ball through them.
Right.
He's like the biggest great true guard. It's like Magic Johnson. It's more that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely sensational. Minnesota, what lies ahead for Minnesota?
It's interesting. It's a lot trickier heading into their future than it was for Oklahoma City, who lost a round earlier. Because their team is not set up to just, like, keep building off of this. It's not to say they can't, but it's not set up that way. You have age questions with Mike Conley in particular. You have ownership questions. You have big luxury tax questions. To some degree, you have fit questions. They seem like they answered a lot of that, but it's not, like, totally going away. You got, especially when you tie it into the money, like, how much money you got tied into three centers, you know? You can play two at a time, but you can't play three. And so there are a lot more questions with Minnesota. They could just roll this team back and be really good next season and take one more shot at it with what they have. But it feels like even if they do that, they're at best 1 year away from shaking it up. And maybe not even a year. Maybe you shake it up this summer somehow. But, I mean, the mission for them is to keep a contending team around Anthony Edwards. But that contending team is going to have to evolve around him. It's not going to just stay with this core it is for the next 5 years the way Oklahoma City might, the way the Grizzlies still can. You know, maybe if they have the one gap year, maybe they still have a long run with their core. Minnesota's not really set up like that, I don't think.
When you look around, and I don't know, like, whatever, the Karl-Anthony Towns was said, I want to be back, and all of that. He's still under contract for, obviously a number of years going forward with a massive contract. Is there a fit? Like, are people even, is that something that people are discussing? What in the world to do with Karl-Anthony Towns? What the market would be like?
Well, that's been discussed for, like,
2 years.
The last season, right?
Yeah.
And then it sort of quieted down just because they were so good. And then you're making the run. And then at one point after they beat Denver, everyone was saying, well, Towns is definitely back. And then, you lose three home games and a gentleman sweep in the conference finals. That's rough, by the way. Like, having, we in Memphis, we know what it's like to, like, get blasted in a conference finals.
Right.
Is it worse to get swept, or is it worse to lose three home games?
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
It went 0-3 at home in the conference finals.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think the gentleman sweep is okay if you win win one of the homes, right? Then it's
right.
Win three home games is pretty awful.
You get all the way here, you only get one win, and it's in Dallas. Like, for a fan, that's kind of rough. I got on a tangent. Oh, you Towns we're talking about.
Yeah.
But now, like, the realization comes back that, oh, wait a minute. We owe this dude $40 million, and we already have Rudy Gobert, or $47 million, or whatever it is. But you just wonder, at that level of salary, it almost has to be some kind of challenge trade where you're taking on good players with bad salary. You're trading away a good player with bad salary for more good players with bad salary. But it's going to be bad salary, I don't even know what this situation would be. In the past, people have speculated on a Towns for Trae Young trade. I don't really see that happening.
Right.
But, could you do something with New York where you get Julius Randle back and something else? I don't know.
Has any of this series, you know, we talk about true center, the Steven Adams archetype kind of thing. Has what Dallas has done, the way they've stapled it together, or what, like, do you come away from what we've seen in the playoffs so far with any conviction about what the Grizzlies, and we really don't know what they do.
I'm wary of the, it's a good question. I'm wary of the tendency we have to look at whatever specifically just worked and say that is what everyone else has to do.
Right.
I think there's more than one path to get to the finish line. And also another thing that I don't know if people fully internalized is like the NBA rule changes. It's not that the rules change, the emphasis changing, the officiating change, like midway through the season. And suddenly you could be a little bit more aggressive defensively. I don't know if people have fully internalized that and what that means going forward. I have not been a believer, I acknowledge it's a reasonable conversation to have, but I've been reluctant to fully embrace the whole, like, you can't have a big center who doesn't shoot threes, or you can't have a player who doesn't do this, or a player who doesn't do that. I just think there are multiple combinations that will spit out the output you want. And so I'm not particularly ideological about basketball in that way, you know?
Okay, but if the Grizzlies, like the Donovan Clingan type of center versus a, you know, whatever, a more, less of the archetype.
Yeah.
Those are different, slightly different paths.
My first question is, who's better? That's my first question.
I see. But do you think the Grizzlies have a preference in type as opposed, even allowing, maybe they don't want that behemoth, but maybe the behemoth is the best thing that's there at nine. And so
the question about a Grizzlies preference is a very good question that I don't think any of us know the answer to.
Right.
And so there's mixed signals. If you go back and listen to Zach Kleiman like answering questions about this at the trade deadline, you could read into that whatever you want. Like, I think people have overinterpreted, he used the phrase at one point, Steven Adams archetype, or maybe Taylor Jenkins did. I think people have overinterpreted that as
that
saying they
Jenkins.
Want someone who looks...
Yeah,
I think people have overinterpreted that as, aha, they want someone who plays just like Steven Adams. He was just reaching for words, you know, extemporaneous speaking. You know, Zach Kleiman talked about, you know, we know that this works really well with the big guy who sets picks for Ja and who Jared can roam on defense. But he also said, you know, we know it works when we do when Jared can play center.
Didn't he say we kind of like Jared at the five? Like, that way we have all...
The two sound bites were
Taylor Jenkins saying Steven Adams archetype, and then Zach Kleiman saying we like Jaren at the five, which are right. Contrast.
Yeah, no, I agree. But if you step back from what they said and look at like more recent context clues,
uh-huh.
Some people, when I've had people like text me about this, like, why are you talking about Klingon or Zach Edey or whoever when, you know, they just hired, you know, Noah LaRoche and clearly they want to play five out and no one's ever going to set a pick again.
Right.
It's a no pick setting offense and no one will ever set a pick. And so, yeah, maybe. I mean, they have hinted at philosophical changes, so maybe they are headed in that direction. At the same time, there's all these reports, like in the ESPN mock draft today, about the Grizzlies are a team looking to trade up for Donovan Clingan. So I don't know how you reconcile those two things. The answer is we don't know.
Okay, so this I've missed. We've been saying goodbye to Mark Giannotto, and I was over working on another story this morning.
Let me also say goodbye to Mark Giannotto.
Great guy,
great journalist, big fan of Mark. I think Chicago will be great for him and his family, but he was terrific in Memphis, and shout out to that guy.
All right. So while we've been saying goodbye to Mark, and I had another story I was working on this morning, a non-sports story, so I didn't see the report. What was the report about Donovan Clingan, and who reported it?
Well, it's not like some hard report. It's just, and it's been said before, but in the ESPN new mock draft that came up today, you know, when they go pick by pick, they'll have a little bit of scuttle, and like so-and-so teams might be looking to move up for blah, blah, blah. And they mentioned the Grizzlies among two other teams potentially trying to move up for Donovan Clingan. That's not some hard sourced anything. It's just like that's the chatter.
I'm now calling it up. Mock draft, a new number one. The new number one. And I think you're right. I saw, and we'll talk about this more next week because we have a lot of time now. You posted a story earlier this week about nine players the Grizzlies could draft, and you excluded two, and the two were because you just don't see any way they're going to get to them, right?
And one we had originally in our Drew and I's conversation excluded Alexander Sarr, but the growing intel is that Ricochet is also going to go top two or three, so he's not going to be there in nine.
Okay, so Let's see. The mock draft is Risa Shea 1, Alex Saar 2 to the Wizards, Reed Shepard 3 to Houston, San Antonio, Stephon Castle, which we discussed earlier, I think makes all the sense of the world and is a little terrifying, honestly. Detroit then, Buzelis. That's a that's what they need, another project. Rob Dillingham to the Hornets, Donovan Clingan to the Portland, to the Blazers at 7, Salon, or however you pronounce that, the rising French wing player at 8 to the Spurs, and Dalton Connect. How do you feel?
Yep. I think based on what I know, which is more limited than what the people making the pick will know. I think Ron Holland would be my pick in that setup. But I did squeeze. I went a little bit longer on the thing I wrote this week relative to the pod, and I did squeeze Connect in towards the end. I can see it. I can see him being a sort of, 14-point scorer, middle of your rotation guy, gives you a little bit of offensive pop. Bogdanovich in the best case scenario, that kind of player. And the Grizzlies could use that kind of player. I would rather gamble on the upside of somebody like Ron Holland myself, but I could see it. A guy who can step in right away and give you some offense.
Yeah, interesting. All right. And then lastly, Chris, you have the tour of pizza places continues. Today, what's the category of pizza that we are exploring over at the Daily Memphian?
I mean, you may need to tell me. I wrote all this stuff and then pieced out.
It was the local chains and slice.
The chains and the slice places. Yeah. So we just took two different categories and put them together because we're not going to do, seven guides. We're doing three. So the chains are local or regional chain places more than two locations, or places that are more beyond Memphis that we still included. And so you've got, Garibaldi's is a Memphis chain, Memphis Pizza Cafe's a Memphis chain, X Lines, some other places like that.
Right.
And then the slice counter, you can get whole pies at these places too, but it's the kind of place you can walk in just like in Manhattan or Brooklyn and like, hey, give me a slice of pepperoni, give me a slice of this, right?
Where can you do Little Italy
is my favorite of that kind. And there are other places, but Little Italy.
They have slices. What do they do? Just throw them in the oven for a minute to warm them up?
Yeah. Just like any other, if you're walking around Manhattan or whatever. They have other good stuff too. They have good pasta there. Little Italy East, which is out off of Poplar near Ridgeway, somewhere out in that area. That'd be my favorite place to grab a slice.
So someone told me that Little Italy Lake, new ownership maybe, and they were wondering if it was the same. Is this,
there was some ownership change because there's more than one Little Italy, and I don't know all the details of how it split up, but the Little Italy that used to be in Midtown, that Little Italy is now Little Italy East, and it's the same guy. Because I used to go to the one in Midtown all the time. So the classic Little Italy on Union Avenue in Midtown is now Little Italy East on Poplar, and it's the same dude behind the counter making your pizza.
Little Italy East, and where is it on Poplar? Poplar and
it's past Ridgeway. It's out like between Ridgeway and Kirby, sort of in that area.
It's in that shopping center where the Chick-fil-A is.
It's right by the Deli Mexicano on Poplar.
No. It's you're further west, so it's like in between. It's in between. It's a Poplar and Massey.
I see.
Yeah, it's right. It's in the same strip mall as the second Deli Mexicana, which is on Poplar as well.
Okay. And then the other thing I was going to ask you was one of the chains, and it is so much a chain. It feels like a national chain, and it is its own thing. It's Pyro's. You included here.
Yeah, that's a Memphis.
It is a Memphis specific chain. It is a Memphis chain. It feels national.
Yeah. It started here. It's a local operation, I believe.
I guess because I like all pizza, I also like Pyro's. I sort of put it in a different category. Like I would never. It is a different category.
We used to get Pyro's a lot when like both our kids were in the house, and it's like a quick, reasonable meal on a weeknight kind of thing. We'd get Pyro's a lot. Yeah.
You like Pyro's. All pizza's delicious. I've never been to Rotolo or Rotol. What is it? Rotolo?
They've got two locations in Memphis. One's at Poplar and White Station area, and one is further out east. And I don't know where they're based out of. They're somewhere
Jackson,
in the southeast,
maybe? I think. It's Louisiana. We're going there tonight.
You're going there tonight.
It's somewhere in the southeast, and it's sort of more of a regional chain. And even though it's out of the southeast, they do different kinds of styles of pizza, but they do Chicago deep dish, which is not a lot of places in Memphis you can get that.
All right, people can read more on the pizza tour over at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, we got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Dawkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go. On the Odyssey app, download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
Okay, real talk. If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go. On the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' sports station and podcast leader.
Hey, Mid-South, I've got Marty McNate getting back to the past on these prices at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown.
This is heavy, Doc. I mean, Randy, let's go with 42 MPG. Highway and a 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE for $249 a month. Or take your pick from a 2024 Tiguan S or 2024 Taos SE for only $279.28 a month.
Great Scott, McNate! You got it going on at Gossett Volkswagen Germantown on Winchester Road. Let me hit those deals again. 2024 Volkswagen Jetta SE, $249 a month, or take your pick. 2024 Tiguan S or Taos SE, $279.28 a month.
Your future is whatever you make of it, Randy, so let us help you make your future down here at Gossett at Volkswagen Germantown, 7420 Winchester Road, or shop online at GossettVWG.com.
All 36 monthly, 7,500 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Jetta number RM046526, MSRP 26996, Tiguan RM103910, MSRP 31363, Taos RM00174, MSRP 31414, includes all credit and incentives, PF 695, excludes DTNL, see dealer for complete details with approved credit dealer stock only, offer expires end of the month.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, the Odyssey app is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more right on your smartphone. Plus, go back and listen to anything you may have missed live with Rewind. It's always football season on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? we have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Restrictions apply.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen.
This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sports
court. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner. Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you are looking for a bank or a financial institution, because it's not a bank, it's a credit union, or if you're fed up with your current financial institution, or if you need a home loan, or if you need a car loan, or whatever it is, I seriously suggest that you look into Leaders Credit Union. And the reason is that Leaders Credit Union exists only for the benefit of its members. And so that's why Claire recently set up her account there. It's that they're not trying to pay stockholders a dividend. It's a not-for-profit. All the money goes right back into better rates, better technology, and better service. Claire found the experience. She walked into the brick-and-mortar store in Bartlett. You don't have to do the brick-and-mortar store. You can just outlet, branch. Their app is unbelievably great, and you can just do that. Sign up online or apply for your mortgage online or your car loan or whatever it is. You will find, as Claire did, I think, that the folks are incredibly nice and helpful there. They also have a new brick and mortar branch that they're just broken ground on in Arlington. Great rates, great service, great technology. It is Leaders Credit Union. If you sign up, there is a $25 fee, membership fee. That's about it. That's all you have to end up paying. But a $25 membership fee, and if you say the magic word, ESPN, that will be waived. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com/ESPN. We are wrapping up a week here, but we're also wrapping up a day that it's kind of momentous here on the radio station. A, it's the last day that Jason is going to have to be carrying Jason and John for 3 hours all by himself. John will return from paternity leave on Monday. But just as John is returning, Mark Giannato is leaving. He's written a column up at the CA saying that it is his last column at the CA, and this is his last day on 92.9. He will be the last Giannato and Jeffrey will be from 2 to 4 today. So bring your cakes or whatever it is, whatever tribute you wish to here over to the studio. Jeffrey and Giannato will be doing that today from 2 to 4 as the plaudits continue to pour in for the good work Mark has done in Memphis. And he has done excellent work in Memphis. Jeffrey, other matters. You did say, and I didn't, you're going to, is it Rotolo?
Yeah, Rotolo's.
Have you been before?
Yes. Yeah, so we've been a couple of times.
Why did you decide to go tonight? What's the occasion? Just heading out? Do you make reservations? So, and what do you order?
Usually on Friday, that's the night that we'll take Josephine and like go to like a public place.
Oh,
and
I see. How's that gone so far?
She's actually very good in public.
She's been very, very good in public. All right.
The simple answer is last night Aaliyah said, I want to go to Rotolo's tomorrow.
Really?
So I was like, okay.
So what's the order? What would drive one to go to Rotolo's?
So we usually get like the thin crust pizza. It's a pretty good pie. I mean, is it like the best in the city? No, but it's a cool setup. Like if you've got kids, there's an outdoor space with like spots for them to run around and kind of do whatnot. I'm probably going to load up with some. I'm probably just doing pizza and wings.
Pizza and wings.
Yeah.
Good wings?
Solid wings.
Solid wings?
Yeah.
Solid wings. Okay, well, there you go.
Good TV setup.
We've discussed the Mavs doing what they did last night. We've discussed the NBA Finals. I hadn't realized there was a mock draft out a new mock draft from ESPN. But I will say the mock draft does fit with my conviction. The one conviction I have had all along is that the players that you most want to be available when the Grizzlies pick at 9 will not be available when the Grizzlies pick at 9. And I said this back when Drew Hill wrote a piece saying, here are 4 players that would look great at the Grizzlies. And I'm like, none of those players will be there. It was my guess. And again, who knows? We just don't know. On that list, I think it was Sarr, Klingon, Castle, and Shepard.
Yep.
And Sarr, you knew, just he's whatever. The two, honestly, that I think a lot of people who just like, who's going to be a really good player who I'd like to watch, seems to know how to play winning basketball, different types of players, and they're not the big. Klingon fits for the obvious reasons. He's plugging, yo, they have this giant hole here. We will plug it in with the giant, right? Like that's.
Right.
But the two players who have always intrigued me for very different reasons as just they're going to be good NBA players, and I just have never believed they would be there at 9, are Shepard and Castle.
Yeah.
And I don't believe either one. It's why when people say it doesn't matter if you're 4th or 8th or whatever, of course it matters in the lottery. Different players will be available at 4 than will be available. One of those two players, if you had jumped up to 3, one of those two players would be available. And now I think they'll both be gone.
I think that's certainly the way it's trending, because Shepard obviously athletically tested, I think.
And he's just a stone-cold shooter.
Yeah. But I think also,
and he's not an athletic vape. Yeah, he's not a. It helped him. Yeah.
And then I think with Castle, I think people started doing the math of, okay, the talent is there. Maybe if the shooting isn't there, but we'll bank on the shooting improving.
I think that's exactly right. And so then you get to 9, and it is interesting. At least a couple of players who I don't have much interest in have gone, which is sort of helpful. Bouzelas is one. I don't have much interest in him. Big wing, developmental project. Rob Dillingham, scoring point guard, slim, can't guard. I don't see the fit at all there. So you're like, okay, who's fallen to the Grizzlies? Well, here's who's fallen to the Grizzlies. Dalton Connect, and this mock draft had him taking him at 9. Nikola Topic, who I have no interest in, big point guard who, Topic, big point guard who, not particularly nimble, but a true point. Like he is a true point. Again, don't really see the fit there. Ron Holland at 11, Devin Carter at 12.
I've identified Ron Holland as he is going to be the talk yourself into him guy. If that's the guy they end up, like, that's the
I won't have any problem talking myself
that's
into
the I think he's the poster child for it. It will be the one that will be the easiest to talk yourself into of the guys we're talking about that are available.
The one thing is it is interesting because here you've got a couple others here with Devin Carter at 12, who has been either racketing up the draft board or he's been there all along and we're just realizing it.
Fair.
Tested extraordinarily well and is a fit for what the Grizzlies like to do, because he's an experienced, deeply accomplished and experienced college player, right? He's also, and in fact, it's interesting, Memphis is mentioned in the blurb about him. Carter has learned himself looks in the top 10 from teams including San Antonio and Memphis, who value his reliability, toughness, and all-around readiness to step in and contribute immediately. Brings quite a bit to the table defensively, made strides as a shooter, plays with a nonstop motor, making him particularly appealing choice for teams angling to compete sooner than later. Doesn't that sound like a fit? Doesn't that sound like a fit? Jacoby Walter's another one who's sort of, you know, you're not a big believer.
Yeah, I just...
You're not a big believer there.
I've not loved what I've
Here's
seen.
Here's the problem with Ron Holland.
I mean, he is a freak athlete. I'll grant you that.
Here's the problem with Ron Holland. I think Stephon Castle may be develop into a better shooter. The shot doesn't look broken. Ron Holland doesn't look like he's going to be a Like, maybe he can be, but it doesn't look great. The shot does not look great. He does everything else. He's athletic. He's physical. Nonstop motor. And was ranked as the number one player coming out of high school.
So my hesitation's dumber than yours. My hesitation is...
Where's he playing?
I just don't trust the G League Ignite thing.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, what? I guess the Twins did okay. Was it the Thompson Twins? And Jalen Green's been okay, but it's like, is Houston's maybe giving up on Jalen Green?
Zach Edey goes 15 to the Heat. Jared McCain, another possibility.
My prediction 16. Is if the board falls in that fashion, that if the board actually goes similar to what ESPN lays out, the Grizzlies are trading back.
I guess maybe would have to get what
I think the Grizzlies are going to value just the lesser
payroll.
Correct.
Okay. Other news: we did get the kickoff times for 7 Memphis football games, which is fun because you can start actually imagining football games.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's a little bit like the schedule release. It's a little more granular than the schedule release, but we can start thinking about football games, Jeffrey. Can't we? Like June's tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I don't have to start thinking about it.
Okay, but we can. Okay,
we can
so
continue.
I would ask you this:
mm-hmm.
7 football games. The various times are
so 6 p.m. season opener.
There's a 6 p.m. the season opener.
That's the plus game.
There's an 11 a.m. against Troy.
Yep. There's back to back 11 a.m.s.
There's back to back 11 a.m.s. There's a 2:30 p.m. That's Navy.
Mm-hmm.
At South Florida is a 6 p.m. Rice.
I believe that's a Friday night as well.
Rice is an 8 p.m.
Yeah, I believe South Florida's Friday night.
And Tulane is a 6:30 p.m.
And that's Thanksgiving night.
That's Thanksgiving night. What's the right time to start a football game? What's the best
time? Well, I mean, I think it depends on several
on the
factors.
Day. It depends on the day.
And also, am I a Southern team that's playing a West Coast team? Then I want to play that baby at noon. 11 a.m.
I'm talking
noon.
About
like,
a
I want it in the high heat. I mean, it's also kind of like the other thing. It's like, are you someone that, like, if you're someone that wants to watch your team and then watch the football the rest of the day, like, you're better off playing
then
at 11.
You don't mind the 11 a.m. game.
Right. And then you can.
But if you're someone who likes to go to a game and make a day of it, then the 11 a.m. game sucks.
Then probably, you know, the somewhere between 6 and 7, I think, is probably the best time.
But the problem, I think 2:30 is the right time.
But because everyone loves night games.
Everyone loves night games?
Oh, yeah.
Night games ruin you for the next day. You decide when you leave
the night games
home until forever.
Night games are definitely more fun.
And they're not hot.
They're not as hot. But I mean, some of these.
You like a night game.
Yeah, if I'm going to a game, I think night games have the best atmosphere.
What do you think of the because then we have we also have the news. We got some other kickoffs too. We know that the Egg Bowl is 2:30 on Black Friday.
Yes, that will be going up against the Chiefs. I think it's Chiefs Raiders.
So, do you like playing on Thanksgiving in New Orleans? That's the Tigers play Tulane in New Orleans, 6:30 p.m. Thanksgiving.
So, as someone who's had experience with the Thanksgiving game, it's tough on the road. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean? It's tough for fans on the road.
Yeah,
to get
it's
on the
tough because it just kind of eliminates it.
No, I hate it because I get, and it's funny. Ryan Silverfield was talking last night at the Tiger Tour thing, and I've heard him talk before about how. What a great opportunity is for Memphis to be playing on Thanksgiving and to be, you know, there's a certain spotlight. Although, let's be honest, the NFL is playing on Thanksgiving, so there's a limited spotlight. But there's a certain spotlight that's great for the program, et cetera. I think that the New Orleans trip is a trip people like. And if you're doing it on Thanksgiving, it makes it much harder. Because people have their own Thanksgiving traditions. And so you'd rather have the Thanksgiving. Be able to spend your Thanksgiving at home and then have the New Orleans trip another time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the spin zone would be you can make that into like a 4-day New Orleans trip. Although I would argue that's too much New Orleans. As a big fan of New Orleans.
How do you feel about for the Egg Bowl, for the folks who like the Egg Bowl, for Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, how do you feel? It's at Ole Miss this year. Mississippi State at Ole Miss, 2:30 Black Friday.
So both schools, like they used to enjoy it because it was like a standalone spot. And that was kind of a tradition.
Right.
And both schools have wanted it off of Thursday because it's always they always play the Saturday before, and then it's like a quick turnaround. So this gives them one extra day. I mean, it's fine. You're still going up against an NFL game.
Right. Texas-Oklahoma, by the way, if that interests you, will be – it's normally a noon kickoff, and it has been moved to – it's a 2:30 kickoff. So we've gotten from around the country. We can now start thinking about we can start thinking about kickoffs, and we can start thinking about college football. Jeffrey has never stopped thinking about college football. In terms of pro football, there are some stories that I did want to get to, Jeffrey.
All right.
Here's one. Well, let's start with the Bears and Hard Knocks. How do you feel about that? I think it's super, right? Just because Caleb Williams.
Oh, I think it's interesting. I think it's a good choice. Probably of the availables, probably the best choice. I definitely think that Caleb Williams is going to try way too hard to make himself seem likable, and I think it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, you think? Really?
Yeah.
You think it will be nauseating?
Yes.
Because he will try.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. The Bears don't like this.
No team wants this.
Caleb Williams likes this.
Yes.
Because honestly, training camp, you don't ever look bad in they're never like if you actually had Caleb Williams and the Bears Hard Knocks the first 4 weeks of the season, Caleb Williams would not like it.
Yes.
Cuz then there's a lot of pressure, and if he doesn't perform well, which he may or may not, like it doesn't go like it did in Houston for a CJ Stroud most years for rookies, right?
Yes.
But during training camp, you're just look enthusiastic, like you're learning, and everyone's whatever. There's really very
well. And now these teams have gotten so much control.
Yeah, so he's gonna.
They're not gonna put anything out there.
But you think he is going to? Because I was struck. I'd seen him play, but I hadn't much exposure to Caleb Williams and his personality. I came away from draft night thinking, likable dude.
He did. I will say this: draft night was the best he can do.
He did well on draft night.
I'm telling you, I've watched this guy for 3 years. He's a lot. He
you
is.
You think we're going to end up not liking Caleb Williams is going to be the, not you, but the country will come away with from Hard Knocks thinking,
think,
my God.
I think most people are going to get a buffet of Caleb Williams and they're going to be like, this is not for me.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Again, could be wrong. That's our prediction.
Well, I think it's a fun team. It's a fun team.
Oh, I think this was by
expectations
far
are so high for this team. And massive market, big year for them. I think it's terrific. It's a terrific team to have on Hard Knocks. Okay, the Chiefs have done something interesting, Jeffrey.
Did somebody else get arrested
today? Oddly enough, as far as I can tell, now the day is young.
Yes, it's still Friday. It's early,
but not a single chief has been arrested.
Okay, good for them.
As far as I can tell.
Put that on the sign. Zero. Now, one day since someone's been arrested.
One day since someone's been chief arrested. But Harrison Butker, what they're doing with him in the OTAs, they had Justin Reed, who's a safety, and Luis Riz-Zamat, who is a running back who once was a rugby player. They are handling the kickoffs. And the reason they're handling on the kickoffs, and you have witnessed this, with the no kickoff rule in...
It was originally in the XFL.
In the XFL, right. The reason is they don't want Harrison Butker making tackles.
Correct.
Not because he's bad at making tackles, because...
They don't want him to get hurt.
He is a weapon. He's a caveman and a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And a weapon, and they don't want him making tackles and getting hurt. And taking away one of their weapons. And so they're like, let's have someone who actually knows how to make tackles. And if you look at the stats, the special teams coach was basically saying the kicker is involved in tackles all the time.
Yeah.
Is that your experience? The kicker is involved in making tackles all the time?
Again, I'm more curious to see how it works with NFL speed on the field. But in the XFL, it was a lot of big returns. And at some point, it's the kicker one-on-one with the return man. And the return man usually wins that one.
It is an intriguing idea. I had not heard of this.
I mean, Jordan Reed, there's been games where Butker got hurt and
right.
Reed
he's kicked
is,
off he's before, kicked, yes.
He's
right, yeah.
done that. I mean, I guess it makes sense also because like I'm the guy that I don't care. I want my kicker to just put it through the end zone. I don't care if they start the 25.
On the 30. So on the 30,
whatever. I don't care. But now you're incentivized to not kick it out of the end zone. So this makes sense. You got 11 guys that can tackle.
All right, and then on Unsportsmanlike, the show that precedes ours, this is one of their themes today.
All right.
Jaylen Waddle gets a new deal.
Yep.
It's a three-year deal, $84.75 million, $76 million guaranteed, average salary of $28.25 million, which is fourth highest in the NFL behind...
AJ is one, I believe.
St. Brown is two. I don't know. Tyreek Hill maybe is the other.
No, Tyreek's behind him. Tyreek's like 23 or something.
So, but this is their point. They think that both the Dolphins and the Eagles are spending too much on wide receivers, and then the Eagles, honestly, running back now too. Like,
yeah.
That, because you've got, and then if you go ahead and you give Tua $50 million, which it appears they will, you have Tyreek's nearly $30 million a year, I think.
I think he is. 23, because there were people going, what's Tyreek think about this?
I don't think they were putting him at $30 million. And so basically, should you spend that much on your receivers and your quarterback, particularly when he's a B-plus quarterback? Like, does this leave enough money? And it's the same thing they're doing in Philadelphia now. Does this leave enough money when you're paying the receivers that you have and the quarterback? Does it leave them enough money for everything else? Like, the Chiefs very clearly decided with Tyreek Hill, we can't do it like this. We need to pay offensive linemen, and we need to pay Chris Jones, and we need to pay, so we can't keep Tyreek Hill. That's the decision they made. Does this put a ceiling on the Dolphins?
So, also, Tyreek's is only $72 million guaranteed. I think that was the number that I saw, so it comes out to 23. It's going to be interesting, because what we're starting to see is it feels like the Chiefs, and I think maybe the Bills to a certain degree, they're kind of going with the old Patriots formula, which is they're just not going to spend on receivers because they think their quarterback's good enough. And
that your quarterback can elevate the receiver, correct, as opposed to in Miami, it feels like they're counting on their receivers to elevate their quarterback. Correct. And yet then you still have to pay the quarterback. Tyreek's the average of $30 million.
Yeah. Yes. But what I was seeing was guaranteed money.
I see.
That was the
anyway. So you got $58 million in your two receivers, and you're right. I don't know that Bills was intentional, because I don't know.
I mean, obviously,
they intended to get rid of Diggs.
Correct.
Diggs sort of forced his way out of there. But very clearly, they're going committee. Chiefs are by committee.
Yep.
Packers are by committee. Do you want to pay your receiver $30 million, $35 million bucks? $30 million bucks. Do you want to have a $30 million receiver something you want to have on your team? And then, by the way, Dolphins have two of them. So do basically the Eagles.
So my thing is, I don't have a problem with having a $30 million receiver. Like, I have no problem paying Tyreek Hill whatever. Like, I think it's been proven Tyreek is a difference maker.
And you'd pay Justin Jefferson whatever.
Correct.
Too, wouldn't you? I would.
I would probably pay Chase.
I'd happily do it.
I would probably pay Chase whatever.
Happily.
Yes. I don't know if I'd pay Jaylen Waddle.
I think that's fair. It gets back to what we're saying about Penny Hardaway and recruiting another. The answer to the question, do you want Penny recruiting another wing, depends on the wing.
Correct.
You know,
like, 100%.
If it's a disruptive, selfish, ball hog stopper of a wing who's only going to be in it, no, then I'd rather not. Thank you.
Yes. Was he a winning player, too?
Yeah, that matters to me. Is he a winning player? And then separate news. Oh, we got Italian Fest. Are you going to go this week? It's going to be raining, I gather.
So, the weather doesn't look great this weekend.
That's disappointing for those who love Italian Fest.
Yeah. I mean, I guess...
Also, what is this? Like, we only have one Italian Fest? Shouldn't we have dueling Italian Fests?
That's true. I guess...
We only got one?
We could have live Italian.
I hope we all of you who...
We did start also, calling Smoke Slam. We were like Cliff.
Also in Italian news, Italian food news, Frank Grisanti's, which I have never... Have you ever been to Frank Grisanti's?
The one in
Embassy Suites?
Yeah, I've been a few times.
Good?
It's solid.
There's some sort of transition on that they're retiring, and there's some sort of transition. So Frank Grisanti's is coming to an end. Caitlin Clark lost again.
They are so bad.
1-8 now. Caitlin Clark. One and
that team eight. Is terrible.
A big day here on 92.9. If you want to hear the last Jason Alone, that's coming up next. Oh, you're going to tell Jeffy what's coming up next. I'll let you
know. Here's what's coming up next.
Anthony Sane, Joe Theismann will join Jason today on his final solo outing. It is, again, the final show of Giannotto, and Jeffrey Mark will be live with us. Connor's going to stop in during hour number two to kind of reminisce.
All right. In the meantime, if you want to bet on the NBA Finals, FanDuel is there for you. And if you're a new user, a new customer, any winning $5 bet will get you $150 in bonus bets that you can bet on whatever you please. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Safe, secure, you get your money fast. Must be 21 or older. Present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Have a great weekend, everybody. We got to get out of here for now. Work is done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I'm an avid listener of your show. I think the Boomer Breakdown in the fall is particularly wildly entertaining and niche.
I
like that. But I also can be a little jealous. I'm a little bit like, they've hit upon this Fade Brad thing, and how are we ever going to match that, right?
I don't know, because what is, at a certain point, when you get into a gambling streak and you're losing, you start to change the way that you make decisions. Mm-hmm. You start fading yourself. Yeah. The fact that Brad is
the consistency.
It's remarkable.
Well, so I've hit upon the new one. Ready?
All right.
It's going to be called Fade Penny Hardaway.
Mm.
What do you think? Because the most recent one was 70-30 that David Jones would be coming back. Right?
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
For these NBA playoffs, FanDuel's given all customers two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place an SGP on any playoff matchup, and you'll get bonus bets back even if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/JSmith and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith. That's the promo code. We appreciate you. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM. ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. Four out of five employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 months. Lease plus 0% APR for 48 months of